On the 18th of March, Dennis Wheeler's day began early.
My day probably started around about 2:30 a.m. The alarm went off. I was actually sleeping in another room because my wife didn't really want to be disturbed at that hour of the morning. So anyway, off in the vehicle a little bit later on. Our closures actually started with some of the access ramps from about 3:45 a.m. and we were looking at having the Harbour Bridge fully closed by 4:30 a.m. Probably around about 4 o'clock, we had a large number of infrastructure trucks all queued up on the approaches to the Harbour Bridge, waiting for the bridge to close. These were carrying things like the pedestrian crowd control barriers, the plastic water-filled barriers, and numerous other bits and pieces of infrastructure. So once the bridge was closed, it basically became a construction area. There was vehicle and people moving in. It was controlled chaos, if you like. So we were involved primarily with all the barricading, providing all the safety infrastructure. And Premier's department were involved in bringing in all the infrastructure for the actual event. Included things such as the giant wind chimes at the southern end of the Harbour Bridge. That was a feat in itself to get up all those hundreds of wind chime tubes. There was a large number of vehicles coming in with all the sound equipment on it. And there was also about 5 trucks that came in to provide a portable temporary stage near the northern pylons where the ceremony and all the speeches took place.
Sydney writer and broadcaster John Doyle was the master of ceremonies.
The moment has come to be very official. It's the moment we've been waiting for, the official ceremony to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And what a great monument to 20th century optimism it is. 16 men died during its construction, and later this morning the Premier will unveil a new plaque in Dawes Point Park as a memorial to those men who not only risked, but in 16 instances, lost their lives. For the traditional welcome to country, please welcome Auntie Sylvia Scott, Matthew Doyle, who was positioned quite precariously on the gantry behind us in the middle there on didgeridoo, Adam Goods and Zane Walford. If you could welcome them, please.